James, big thank you for joining us. We believe that point with the goal difference has sealed the league title, but today it's been a very tricky game indeed. It's been a proper battle. What do you make of just coming here and digging out a point? Because that's essentially what we've done.
When you look at it as a whole, it's a strange one, a strange place to come to, a strange pitch, Bobbly. I think some of our girls are a bit spoilt at the minute playing on 3Gs and 4Gs and Broadhurst Park, and then we've come proper old school there, come to a field that's getting dug up tomorrow, so it's been battered. But we didn't start. We should have sealed the game early on. Like, we didn't start fast. We didn't do the business early on. We looked lethargic. We didn't look quick. Probably the first half, as the girls at our time, I said that's the worst first half of the season. I said it's been terrible, and wanted to apologise to the fans about how bad it was who come over and travelled this way. We only kind of turned up when we went down to 10 men. Like, it was crazy. Like, fair play to Sol. She's a bit upset there, but she got player of the match last week for coming out doing the same thing. Yeah. I just said, it's part of your education, mate. I said, at least I've had tons of red cards in the past. I said, you've actually come out and tried to play the ball and done it correctly, so fair play to you. So the girls feel disappointed in the performance, but listen, at the end of the day, like, I thought we could have nicked it at the end. Like, we're down to 10 players, and it was like, here we go, can we get a bit of this? But would you take a point at the start of the day? Yeah, like, it is, it's another point on the board towards winning the league. But opportunity now for us to go on Thursday to Tranmere away and actually seal the deal. These could be giving us a guard of honour on Sunday, providing we do the business. So a little bit of extra motivation for our players today.
I didn't know about the Tranmere game. Thanks for throwing that into my diary, James.
Yeah, sorry, mate.
It's all right. I like Cheshire Oaks. It's fine.
I've just found out about it last night. They asked us, they said, can you do it on Thursday? And I was like, let me find out. And then bang, it went on full time. I was like, okay, yeah. But listen, we are where we are. We've got a point. It'd be good to go and seal the deal on Thursday against Tranmere, and then have a big kind of celebration on Sunday at Broadhurst Park.
Well, just to say about Sophie Donald as well, we were just saying them. You said it was part of education. It's one of the things, if you're going to be a sweeper keeper, most of the time you'll clear it, sometimes you won't, and that's what's happened.
It happens, so, isn't it? It's a risk. It's a risk of the game, isn't it?
Yeah. So, speaking of goalkeepers, though, I know what you're saying about the performance and that, but there were moments, and Scanlon, their goalkeeper, has done one of the best saves.
She's dug out a worldie there, Libby Dixon. Wow. Yeah. I was literally, how was she saved? She's going the other way, her body weight's the other way, and then she's just flung herself across the goal. So fair play to their keeper. She has dug a few out, and Battle misses a sitter. Like, oh, I said to her, I said, Battle, I said, forget about Donald. You're criminal, you're missing that sitter there. But it's all good fun. Listen, you can do that at this point in the season where we can be tongue-in-cheek with it, but we all know, like, we've had a bad game today. Like, it wasn't great. The girls were nervous. I could feel it in the first half, in the changing rooms. I could feel the nerves. Like, they know they're so close. This girl's been playing for 10, 11 years, and they've never won this league. So we're in touching distance. And I like to think it's pretty much done today. But I want to have a proper celebration of actually winning a football match and going, yeah, do you know what? We've just won the league with that one.
Yeah. Apologies if my maths is incorrect, but I do think that draw has given us the league title. Yeah. So
on goal difference at this point.
On goal difference, yeah. And it is far superior. I mean, Chiel do have a fair few games left, and they did win 5-0 today. So, yeah, we'll see. But touching upon Fleetwood on Sunday, I mean, we mentioned it for the Salford game, but that is the last game of the season now. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the league, it's a big game. Yeah. Silverware could be handed out on Sunday. Get yourself down there.
Mate, it makes it more fun. Like, if we win today and it's kind of, oh, it's already done, like, I'd like to play Sunday, like, with it being, like, where we go, we win this, we win the league, like, but that's just drama in me. Like, I want it to go to the last whistle. But listen, the girls have had a great season, and just speaking to Fleetwood's coaching staff, then they said, listen, you have smashed it this year, like, you should be proud of yourselves. We've had a couple of games like this year where it's been, like, when we talked at Cheadle, where I was like, we should have won that. Like, we've had a few of them, but we've had, more often than not, we've done the business and secured the victory. So proud of the girls. Like, not happy with the performance, but proud of the girls as a whole for the year.
Point's a point. And
point's a point, mate. Listen, when you need a point is a point.
Exactly. Well, James, a big thank you for joining us.
There was no goal. Sorry,
hey,
no cheering.
Listen, we all know why we've come up here.
Yeah.
Get yourself to Blackpool. Yeah. Fish and chips on the way home. Have a lovely time.
A few sticks of rock.